The Red Sox going for their fifth win in six games, hosting the Athletics at Fenway Park, and it was Bruins night at the ballpark. Head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, throwing out the first pitch. We pick up the action in the second, already 2-1 Boston in front. Dustin Pedroia looking for more, facing Sean Manaea.
Manaea's 1-0 pitch, and that swung on line to right. That's going to sink for a base hit. It's 3-1. Devers scores. Vasquez goes to second. Pedroia, soft line drive, base hit to right. Seven hits already. And it's 3-1 Red Sox, and Scott Emerson's going to the mound. 3-1 delivery with two on and two out. Here it is, and swung on, hit to deep right center. Pinder going back deep in the alley, and he's not going to get it. It's off the wall. One run is in. Here's the second run around third. Pedroia's going to score. Going to third with a triple is Mookie Betts.
0-1, line to left and deep. Betts making a bid for the monster, and it's over the monster and gone. His 20th home run of the year. It's a four RBI night for him as he scores Pedroia. And that might be the blow that just about does it for Sean Manaea. The A's are down 7-1.
Short lead by Garneau. He'll be running in the 3-2. Is swung on a miss and Pinder's down on strikes. So Chad, PK, is that's the final out and halfway through our ballgame tonight after 4.5. The Red Sox lead the A's 7-1. Healy at the plate, the 0-2 delivery is swung on and missed down and away, the pitch out of the zone. And the A's are retired in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. And the Red Sox lead the A's 9-1. Swinging a drive to left, it's way back and over the green monster and gone. What a night for Mookie Betts. He's homered twice and tripled. That's a two-run shot, and the Red Sox lead 11-1.
Red Sox win for the fifth time in six games, hammering the A's 11-1. Coupled with a Yankees loss, the Red Sox open up a four-game lead atop the AL East. Mookie Betts joins Jackie Jensen as only the second player in Sox history to have more than one 20-homer, 20-steal season. Eduardo Rodriguez gets his first win since May 26th, allowing just a run on one hit in six innings of work. The series continues on Wednesday, Jarrell Cotton on the hill.